السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي المتقين، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومصطفانا محمداً رسول رب العالمين، أرسله ربه بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه ومن سار على دربه وسلك طريقه إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، أيها الأحبة في الله، أحييكم بتحية الإسلام، فسلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, today I will be talking about what did we learn from Ramadan? What should we do after Ramadan? This is our task today. Alhamdulillah, all thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we prayed and we did fast. We recited Quran. We prayed during the night. Most of us, subhanAllah, I was wondering how for those brothers and sisters who's working a full-time job to fast for the long days and to break his fast or her fast and come early to the masjid and to stay for the prayer, for Taraweeh prayer, almost till midnight every day, and subhanAllah to come back again after 2 hours for tahajjud, and they pray fajr and stay after fajr until sunrise, and they pray salatul duha and go back to their work. How those people really live, it was impossible or almost impossible. But alhamdulillah, we did. Most of us, we passed, which is out of Allah's grace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted most of us in the month of Ramadan a good opportunity to increase our level of good deeds, which is amazing. But it's not about the month of Ramadan now. It's more than the month of Ramadan. What should we do after the month of Ramadan? People are divided into 2 groups after the month of Ramadan, the losers and the winners. And it's very easy to figure out, are you among losers or among winners? It's easy. Allah talks to us in the Quran that He will not accept from anyone except from pious and righteous. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Indeed, Allah will accept from pious and righteous people. After Ramadan, we proved ourselves. Alhamdulillah, we quit bad deeds. And we stay firm in our religion. We prayed, we did fast, we did all good deeds. We able to make it. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. But after Ramadan, some of us change their mind. And this is not good. Why? Because the Lord that we used to worship in Ramadan, He is the same Lord that we worship after Ramadan. There is no difference, you know. And this is bad sign for the person who worships Allah in the seasons only. في المواسم. You know, the Muslim, the good believer, it doesn't matter for him or her. The time. We are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24/7. Even while sleeping, even while resting, even while eating, all our life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no difference between the time that we will pray and the time that we will sleep. Both of them are good. If we have intention that we doing that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we finish the month of Ramadan with the very high level of ibadat, very high level of energy, alhamdulillah, and we have to pay attention after Ramadan. Like we used to do salah with the jama'ah, and we have to do salah with the jama'ah after Ramadan. We used to fast in the month of Ramadan, and this is the big gate for us. And what Prophet Muhammad told us about siyam, about fasting, it's amazing. You know, to have siyam every single month, which is al-ayyam al-bid, 13, 14, and 15 of every single month, and also every Monday and Thursday. And this is how Prophet Muhammad used to do also for the 10th of Al-Muharram, the first 10 days of Al-Muharram, and also the 10th of the Hijjah. It's a lot of opportunities for siyam, for fasting. Why we squeeze it into the month of Ramadan only? Why we tight it up? Just open it and enjoy your life. To be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as you can. We used to recite Quran. Some of us finished Quran, entire Quran once or twice or three times. Why we cut ourselves off from the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Ramadan? We proved ourselves we are able to finish the whole Quran. And we need to make it after Ramadan. We can reduce the amount. But we should not cut ourselves off from the Quran, from the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We used to donate even $1 on a daily basis, which is great, alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at the quantity that we donated, but He will look at the quality of our donations. And this is the idea. We have to be more smarter and more wise. We used to pay a single dollar every night in Ramadan. Why not to make it after Ramadan? When I come every Friday, I count how many days in the week, and I will donate. The same idea, the same mentality. When I visit the masjid every day, just pay $1, just $1. To prove yourself, we prove ourselves in the month of Ramadan. We still need to prove ourselves after the month of Ramadan. Because What we have done in the month of Ramadan, if we do not continue, it might be a big sign for hypocrisy, for nifaq. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ النِّفَاقِ وَأَهْلِهِ. You need to protect yourself from النفاق. Because munafiqeen, hypocrites, they used to pray even behind the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the Quran was revealed to warn Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم from them. Those are very bad people. They are munafiqeen. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Indeed, the hypocrites are in the bottom of hellfire. Why? Because they don't care about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't care about the religion of Allah. They care only about their reputations among people. And this is very bad sign. And even if some of us used to have this bad intention during the month of Ramadan, we have to repent back to Allah Azza wa Jalla. نتوب ونرجع إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى. We can judge ourselves. It's very easy to see if we are among losers or winners. Our scholars taught us the sign for your good deeds to be accepted or rejected if you follow up after that in the same good deed that you used to do before. This is a good sign that Allah accepted your good deeds. But if we did not continue in the same good deeds that we used to do in the month of Ramadan, this is a very bad sign. Because now you are dealing with the hypocrisy. Because we were able to make it, and we did, alhamdulillah. Why? We excuse ourselves after Ramadan. We are not able to pray, you know, five times a day with the jama'ah. We are not able to do siyam anymore. Alhamdulillah, we are happy because we finished the siyam. Now we come back again to eat and to drink and enjoy our life. Fasting, it's enjoyable time too. If we took it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To say goodbye for the Quran until the month, the next Ramadan for next year. We have to be connected with the revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least one page or one book or whatever we can do, but do not. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the most superior good deeds, the one that you will do it continuous. خير الأعمال وأحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قلت. Even if you will do less, but do not cut yourself off. It's okay. It's acceptable to do less than what you used to do in the month of Ramadan. But do not eliminate any kind of ibadah that you started in the month of Ramadan. I'm not talking about the one who's dealing with the bad deeds after Ramadan, because we have no relation with that person. I'm talking about the one who's still obeying Allah after the month of Ramadan, but he or she might reduce the amount of ibadah. They still good. They still in the safe side. And we need to go back again and increase our level of ibadah as much as we can. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to worship Him 24/7. Even when we go to bed, we have intention to take a rest, to empower ourselves to continue worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be rewarded for our sleep. We will be rewarded for our food that we're eating. We will be rewarded for the time that we spend to have fun with our children or our families or our friends. As long as we have intention. This is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي For who? لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ صَلَاتِي, my prayers, وَنُسُكِي, my sacrifice, وَمَحْيَايَ, my entire life, وَمَمَاتِي, my death, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's done. We should not to choose the time to worship Allah Azza wa Jal and not to worship Him in other time. All the time are same when we worship Allah Azza wa Jal, because we are the same people, the servant of Allah, and Allah is the same Lord. There is no change. I still, أنا نفس الشخص وربي هو نفس الرب جل وعلا في علاه. فلماذا نتغير ولماذا نغير نياتنا؟ Why we change our intentions or why we change our level? We have to stay firm. A man came to Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and asked him one question. And he said, O Messenger of Allah, tell me a single thing. I will not ask anyone after you about it. And the Prophet Muhammad responded back to this man, and he said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. That's it. This sentence will include everything about Islam. Say, I believe in Allah, then stay firm in your religion. Do we have the same mentality? I believe in Allah means I should not associate anyone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anything with Allah azza wa jal. I should not make any partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Children, wives, money, nothing. And when I have this mentality now, I really sincere person for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of us. And this is good step. What will happen after that? Should we stay firm in this mentality or should we change our mentality after that? And the one who used to worship Allah in Ramadan and change his mind after Ramadan or her mind after Ramadan, this is very bad sign. Because he or she proved themselves. And now you come back again to the bad situation that you had before Ramadan. It's not make sense at all. You proved yourself in Ramadan and you need to prove yourself after Ramadan too. And if we feel that we are able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same level, this is a good sign and the glad tidings from Allah azza wa jal that Allah accepted from us. Because Allah mentioned in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Indeed, Allah will accept from the pious and righteous people only. But the hypocrites, Allah will not accept from them. And the other point I would like to clarify today. One day, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was reciting the verse in Surah Al-Mu'minun. وَالَّذِينَ يؤتون ما آتوا وقلوبهم وجلة أنهم إلى ربهم راجعون. And the mother of believers, As-Sayyidah Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her and her father and all the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, are those people, the one who disobey Allah, they did a major sin, and they are afraid if Allah will accept their repentance or not. And the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ replied back to her and said, no, Aisha. Those are the good people. They are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are praying, they are fasting, they are donating their wealth. And they are afraid if Allah will accept from them or not. You see how it's difficult now? وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا. Whatever they give for the sake of Allah, but they still afraid if Allah will accept from them or not. Do you know if Allah accepted from you or not? Ask yourself. If you stay in the same condition after Ramadan, this is good sign. This is the glad tidings from your Lord that He accepted whatever you have done godly in the month of Ramadan. And keep doing don't stop and don't quit. And make sure when the death comes to you, you have good condition with Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because to increase your ibadah in the season time, it's okay. But we are not sure that we will die in the month of Ramadan, even right away after the month of Ramadan, or in the time of Hajj, or after Hajj right away. It's not guaranteed. But for sure we're gonna die. When? Allah knows. And we have to make sure when we die, we will die with the Islam. We will die on Islam. تموت على الإسلام ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون كما أخبر الله عز وجل. Allah told us we should not die unless if we practicing Islam. And how to know that you are practicing Islam? If we increase our level in ibadah during the month of Ramadan and we go down after that, and we might die after this time, and we will regret it. Because we have some of us, they used to come to the masjid every single night. They used to cry every single salah. They used to come back after in the end of the night for tahajjud. Subhanallah. And some of us, they didn't care about the month of Ramadan. They slept for the whole night. And they enjoyed their time, as the Satan explained for them. And there is no difference, subhanAllah. All of us are same now. The one who was sick in Ramadan and the one who was healthy in Ramadan, we are same now. But the different, big difference in the result. The one who worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has a big treasure of hasanat. And the one who slept and he did not take care of the month of Ramadan, at least his treasure is empty. I'm not saying he has a box of bad deeds, but at least his treasure is empty. And for sure, he or she cannot make up what he missed in the month of Ramadan. Just to give all of us glad tidings, we did it. Everything good, alhamdulillah. And we have to stay firm. قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say, I believe in Allah. And then stay firm in your religion until يَأْتِيكَ الْيَقِينَ. وَاعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيكَ الْيَقِينَ. We did siyam, alhamdulillah. We still have a chance to do siyam after Ramadan, even in the month of Shawwal. I'm very sure that you heard about the hadith last Friday, من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه بست من شوال فكأنما صام الدهر كله. Whosoever fasts the month of Ramadan and follow up with the 6 days of Shawwal, look like he has reward of the entire life for fasting. Because Ramadan is 30 days. Even if we did only 29, we will have the complete reward for the whole month, 30 days from Allah Azza wa Jalla. One good deed equal 10 good deeds. One day of Ramadan equal 10 days for the rest of the year. 30 days of Ramadan equal 300 days. And 6 days of Shawwal equal 60 days. And this is the entire year. If we do that every single year, we will do siyam for the entire life. And this is the point. We recite the Quran, and we should not cut ourselves off. We have to recite at least one page, or one, two, three, four, whatever we can do that. We used to do donation in Ramadan, very little donation. It's okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take it and will increase it, will multiply it for the one who has sincere intention for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hide yourself. Do not show off in front of people. Do something really to be proud of it in front of your Lord in the day of judgment. Do something to be surprised Even it's few good deeds, but with the sincerity, you will be surprised about the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is advice for myself and my brothers and my sisters. Today, we should not cut off our relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We used to worship Him in the month of Ramadan. We should continue in the same level, in the same way that we used to make it. And this is the proof. Alhamdulillah, we're still alive. Alhamdulillah, we're still healthy. Alhamdulillah, we're still wealthy. We did not waste our money during the month of Ramadan and we become poor. I'm very sure that Allah will increase anyone who spend his wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah asked us for a goodly loan and we did, alhamdulillah. Allah asked us not to remove Quran from our life. And we, alhamdulillah, we practice Quran, we recite Quran, we live the life of Quran, alhamdulillah. We pray, we did everything possible to be close to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all of us out, to stay firm in our religion and to do whatever we used to do in Ramadan even more, to prove our good relationship with our Lord. Almighty Allah, أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، تحدثت إليكم في الخطبة الأولى حول ماذا بعد رمضان؟ انتهى شهر رمضان، انتهى شهر الصيام وشهر القيام وشهر تلاوة القرآن. ماذا يجب على المسلم بعد رمضان؟ رمضان ما كان إلا تدريب ومزرعة يزرع فيها على مدار السنة، تدريب يتدرب فيه المسلم كيف يعبد ربه جل وعلا، كيف يثق بخالقه سبحانه وتعالى، كيف يعود نفسه على الجود والكرم والسخاء والعطاء، كيف يذل نفسه بين يدي الله، كيف يقوم يدعو ربه في أثناء الليل والناس نيام. هذه كلها حدثت في رمضان، والحمد لله ازددنا يقينا على يقيننا أن الله ناصرنا، أن الله مقومينا، أن الله سبحانه وتعالى مؤيدنا. نتلو في القرآن في كل ركعة اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، وكيف نطلب من الله الهداية ونحن نلوي أعناقنا بعيدا عن طريق الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد رمضان. إذا صلينا وصمنا وزكينا وقرأنا القرآن وبكينا ودعونا الله سبحانه وتعالى واستغفرناه جل وعلا، هذه كلها أمور يتلذذ بها العبد الصادق مع ربه. فلماذا ينقض غسله بعد رمضان؟ أنت أتممت غسلك في رمضان، والله أعان على هذه المرأة. للأسف ليس عندنا وقت حتى نفسر الآية، ولا تكون كالتي نقضت غسلها. سبحان الله، أنت أتممت الغسل في رمضان وأتممت الصلاة والصيام وتلاوة القرآن والزكاة والذكر والخشوع والحضور والدعاء، فعلت هذا كله، أنت فعلت هذا. فلماذا تنتقص من نفسك ومن شأنك بعد رمضان؟ الله قواك أن تفعل هذه الأفعال. وكنت أتعجب من الذين يعملون يوما كاملا في رمضان. سبحان الله، ربما في بلادنا يأخذون أجازات في رمضان، لكننا أثبتنا بمعية الله لنا وتوفيق الله لنا أننا قادرون أن نعبد الله في رمضان ومن باب أولى في غير رمضان. فهذا أمر سهل ميسور على من يسره الله له، وصعب عسير على من لم ييسره الله له. فالجأ إلى الله بالدعاء، التجئ إلى الله عز وجل. أيامنا معدودة وحياتنا محدودة، إما أن تمضي وتتركنا أو نمضي ونتركها. فأعمارنا ما هي إلا أنفاس محدودة أو نبضات دار قلب مضروبة لها عمر ويقف بعدها. فاستغل هذه الدقائق وهذه الثواني في طاعة الله عز وجل. الله أعاننا على الصيام والقيام وكل أفعال الخير في رمضان، فلماذا ننقلب على أعقابنا بعد رمضان؟ هذا دليل شؤم وبؤس على بعض الناس الذين يقطعون علاقتهم بالله بعد رمضان. فإن رب رمضان هو رب الشهور كلها، الذي أمرنا أن نصوم في رمضان أمرنا أيضا وفتح لنا باب الصيام بعد رمضان، الذي أمرنا أن نصلي في رمضان في جماعة أمرنا أن نصلي في كل الأوقات، الذي أمرنا أن نتصدق من فائض أموالنا ونجود به لله سبحانه وتعالى أمرنا أن نفعل ذلك بعد رمضان. فلماذا نثبت على أنفسنا أمرا أننا فعلناه وتجاوزناه بسهولة ويسر؟ فالذي ينقلب على عقبيه بعد رمضان ما هو إلا منافق، لأن المنافقين وحدهم هم الذين يريدون أن يظهروا بصورة حسنة أمام الناس، ولا يهتمون لله ولا يهتمون بدين الله، لا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا، وإذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا كسالى كما وصفهم القرآن. لكن المؤمن الحقيقي التقي النقي الذي يعبد الله في السنة كلها لا يهم إن كان رمضان أو غير رمضان، رمضان ربما يرفع من معنويات من أمورنا ومن قوتنا، لكن لا ينبغي علينا أن ننزل إلى أدنى المستويات في الإيمان وإلى أدنى المستويات في العبادة. هناك فرائض لا يجوز لأحد أن يتركها مهما كان، وهناك نوافل يتسابق فيها الناس قدر ما يستطيعون، نوافل في كل العبادات، في الصدقات، في الصلاة، في الصيام، في الحج، في الاعتمار، في تلاوة القرآن، هناك نوافل الناس يتسابقون فيها على قدر إمكانياتهم. لكن الفرائض هذا خط أحمر، لا يجوز لأحد أن يترك فريضة مهما كان ضعفه ومهما كانت قلة حيلته. هذا ما أريد أن أوصله لنفسي ولإخواني وأخواتي اليوم. الحمد لله صمنا لله في رمضان، فلا ينبغي علينا أن نقطع علاقتنا بالصيام بعد رمضان. صلينا الصلوات في جماعة في المساجد في رمضان، فلا ينبغي علينا أن نولي وجوهنا بعيدا عن مساجد الله بعد رمضان. لقد قرأنا القرآن في رمضان، فينبغي علينا أن نتلذذ بتلاوة كتاب الله بعد رمضان حتى ولو كان شيئا قليلا مقبول عند الله عز وجل. فالطاعة دليل قبولها أن يحدث طاعة بعدها، لكن إذا انقطعت الطاعة بعد ذلك فهذا دليل على رد هذه الطاعة لصاحبها، فالله غني عن طاعة الطاعين. فإذا فعلت طاعة بعد رمضان إنما تنقذ نفسك من سوء الخاتمة ومن سوء العاقبة، لأنك أثبتت أنك تعبد الله في رمضان وبعد رمضان. إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين، فالله أسأل أن يجعلنا جميعا من المتقين، وأن يعاملنا معاملة المتقين، وأن يحشرنا مع المتقين مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين، وحسن أولئك رفيقا. وهنيئكم جميعا بختام شهر رمضان وبقبول الصيام والصلاة والزكاة والأعمال الصالحات كلها. والله أسأل أن لا يحرمنا من طاعته، وأن لا يحرمنا من مناجاته، وأن لا يحرمنا من السجود بين يديه. اللهم آمين. اللهم إنا نسألك يا ربنا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ويا ذا العزة الذي لا ترام، نسألك أن لا تفرق جمعنا هذا إلا بذنب مغفور وعمل صالح مبرور وتجارة لن تبور، وقر أعيننا في جميع الأمور برحمتك يا رحيم يا غفور. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، وأقم الصلاة.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
Sir.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال. صلى الله عز وجل أن يتقبل منا أجمعين. Do we have the janaza today? Is the janaza ready? Assalamu alaikum. Trani, is the janaza ready today? Over there? And the bracelet? Oh. I thought they would break it here. What should be announced? What time? 2:30? Inshallah. We have a janaza for extended brother. He passed away. Inshallah. Which is a good sign for the person who passed away after a big ibadah or big season of ibadah. Most of the companions, they wish to die after Hajj. SubhanAllah, because Hajj will remove all the sins and the person will come back as the day that his mom was born to him. And this is the same idea, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we passed the month of Ramadan, but we still, you know, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the entire year. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Allah used to walk in the streets of Medina to say, Ya layta shi'ri, man al-maqbool fanuhanni, wa man al-mahroom fanuhazzi. You know, he used to walk on the streets of Medina to say, yeah, who is the accepted and we will congratulate him, and who is rejected and we will condole him. And stay firm in your religion after Ramadan and do as much as you can, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan. Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum salih al-a'mal. We have janaza and the bracelet at 2:30. Inshallah, if you have time to pray janaza, funeral prayer, go over there. If not, just pray dua for our brother Muhammad who passed away. May Allah shower him with his mercy and may Allah admit him in the highest level in paradise. Allahumma ameen. Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum salih al-a'mal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum.